Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Hustlers Podcast.
Sorry if the audio is not amazing, but we had to improvise with this one, but it's just sort of our thing now that we just have shitty audio. Yeah.
We are in a bit of a transitional period
to
find a good recording studio. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, so welcome back. So
welcome.
Maybe we'll talk about our last week.
Yeah, we'll talk about our last week
at work. And then we'll answer some more questions and just see where,
where the path takes us on our little
journey.
Okay,
do you want to go first?
Okay, so I worked Friday night. And that was
Saturday.
Oh, yeah, because then we were hanging out
on Saturday night.
Yeah.
We
sound so dumb, but, you know, I promise it's not true. No, Friday night was pretty decent for me. I can't really – oh, I had this, like, really – I had a client that, like, it was his first time at a brothel. And he's like so nervous, and then he's like, "I'm high," and I was like, "Oh!" I was like, "What did you take?" And he's like, "Oh, just some coke." I was like, "Oh, okay, that's fine." And then you know, I come back up and I do the booking, and he's like constantly like he couldn't even look at me. He was just like, "Oh, I'm wigging out, man. I'm wigging out.
I'm so nervous."
"You're so hot. Like anywhere else, I'd be all over you, but like right here, I'm just so nervous. I can't tell." Like, and then he'd be like, "I'm wigging out," and I was like,
"I'm wigging out."
I was like, it was kind of funny. And then I got him to give me a massage to just like start, because I think he wanted to touch me, but
was too scared.
He was too scared. So I think he felt comfortable doing a massage because that's something that I like, obviously. Yeah. And it actually was fine, but he booked me for 2 hours and it was like a deluxe 2 hours. So it was good.
That's really good.
Money making thing, just exploiting, because he was so nervous that I could just sort of tell him to do whatever. Like I love guys like that.
I feel like he would have appreciated that though.
Like, yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing, so tell me what to do.
Yeah. It's kind of quite difficult, like when you get a client that's really anxious and nervous around you, like I haven't really mastered how to make them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you silly ass dick, so nervous
that's
around
your
me.
Problem. Yeah, I know. That's like a you problem
that's
to
a,
me.
That's a you problem. I've already got my money. But yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah.
That was probably everything else. I just had like regulars and then a couple of quickies.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah.
I worked Friday as well. Not much really happened. It was a pretty good night though. But one thing that was annoying, like, the owner and of all of his, like, mates came in and they were just, like, partying in VIP.
Mm.
They normally, like, party downstairs.
Yeah.
But there was, like, this work Christmas party downstairs. Yeah. People book out. It's really weird.
Yeah,
people
right.
People book out downstairs.
Yeah.
Like, for functions.
Yeah.
And one time we had, like, this birthday party or something and they must, the guy must have, like, who hooked them up with the venue must be, like, mates with one of the owners. Co-owners or something, I don't know. And they were really conservative.
Oh.
So, like, no girls were allowed to go down there. No girls were allowed to use the downstairs dressing room. Like, all the bar girls had to wear, like, normally they wear, like, little booty shorts or whatever.
Yeah, right.
They had to put on, like, jeans and, like, a T-shirt. It was so bizarre.
Weird. Underneath an actual strip club.
And, like, it's, like, there's, like, a stage with, like, poles and stuff. And they're just, like, hanging out. It was the weirdest concept to me. I was like, why is this happening?
You know anyway. Yeah. There's a bit of cognitive dissonance going on there.
Yeah, I have no idea. But then, so someone booked downstairs for a Christmas party. So, like, the owner couldn't party downstairs. So he was just partying in VIP. And then I had two guys that wanted to take me in VIP. And I couldn't because they were in there.
That's so, like, you should have more than one VIP room for that reason.
Because normally you book it, you're like, oh, someone's in there, I'll just wait, like, 15 minutes and book it after them.
Yeah.
Like, you put your booking in. But if, like, the owner's in there, I'm like, well, fuck me.
Especially if you've got heaps of girls.
It was, like, a Friday night.
Yeah.
Anyway, so fucking annoying.
It's annoying.
But, yeah, anyway, whatever.
Anywho.
Not much interesting. Not much else. Whoa. I can't speak. Nothing. Not much
interesting.
Not much. Nothing happened.
Nothing happens in the sex industry.
I can't. Yeah, no. It wasn't like nothing to write home about. You know.
Yeah. Or maybe we've just normalized everything. Yeah. That's probably weird.
I just had this one guy who just kept on laughing at his own jokes, like really aggressively. Yeah. I told you about that.
Yeah, you did.
Nothing else really. That's just, you know.
Yeah, good, just regular, regular stuff. Although, on Friday night at the end of the shift, there was this guy that like fell asleep in the intro chair.
Oh my God.
He was like passed out, like wasted and drunk and just like he couldn't intro him. He was just passed out. And the receptionist had to like carry him, like lift him up and like take him, like push him out. Because he just like was so, I was like, mate, you passed out in a brothel on a Friday night, like at 3 a.m. Like, I don't know. What are you doing with your life? Like,
that's so funny.
But yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of guys just passed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
whatever.
That happens. It happens sometimes to men that do that.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we should
We're going to delve into the questions that we got.
Oh, another thing I will say, though, is so many new girls. So many. Like, I walk in and I know, like, a lot of girls were at, I sent you this, like, the Candyman or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, right. I didn't know what that was.
See, I knew what he was because girls would always post about him.
Right.
Being like, I'm going to this party. He's like the Dan Blazarian of Australia, I guess. It's really bizarre.
He has, like, a candy shop mansion?
Yeah, and it's, like, the biggest house party of the year, and you've got to get, like, invited. And I guess a lot of sex workers go.
Right.
Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I guess. Would it be, like, a good place to make money?
I don't think you would make money there.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not invited.
Well, I'm not invited.
I have no inclination to go. No offense.
No.
To the candy himself.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah, gross. Yeah, so a lot of the girls are, like, away for that, I guess, because it's, like, in another state.
Right, yeah.
But then, like, so many new girls, because, like, management is just, like, literally I saw my manager interview, like, 4 girls.
My God.
It's insane.
I think it's plateaued a bit with full service. Like, I've pretty much just been seeing the same gals every shift I do. So that's pretty, really that's nice, good. Actually. Yeah.
Because you would be getting busier.
Yeah, we're getting busier. Yeah. But, like, I haven't worked, or the brothel I work at nights isn't, like, really busy. It's, like, quite chill.
Okay.
And people will leave at around midnight. So if you stay longer till, like, 3 a.m., you can get
some good
money because you're the
only one left. That's
Yeah, I don't know, like, being alone, but, like...
Yeah, true.
One of the... There's, like, I've worked with just, like, 3 other girls.
Yeah.
And me, and it's really nice.
How many girls are normally on per shift?
Like, 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it ever get... I guess not, really. But, like, if... Like, I guess it would be hard because guys are, like, literally choosing you. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Does it feed into the girls' room a little bit?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, if you consistent, like, you, there are some, I mean, I don't want to brag, guys, but I do get, like, booked a fair bit.
Yeah, yeah.
More than some of the other girls. So, and then when I don't get booked, which does happen sometimes, I feel like, oh, what am I doing wrong? Like, is it because there are other girls that look similar to me? Are we all wearing, like, similar black dresses or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll just, like, pretty much put it down to your look and you'll think you have to change your look, but it can be, like, whole other things, like confidence and like mood.
Just, like, and it depends what guys into.
Yeah, guys aren't always into, like,
And it's also, like, yeah, you might see another girl getting booked or like taking whatever, getting a lot of business.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, maybe I should like try and emulate what she, like what her vibe is. But it's like, that's not going to work for me. Like that works for her because that's her energy and her vibe and stuff and like her aesthetic.
Exactly. That's what she's able to do authentically. And you've got to work out what's
what you can do authentically and like what your thing is.
What your thing is, yeah.
Okay, let's answer some questions.
Let's delve into it. All right, so first one.
Yes.
Is curious, what are your girls' favorite songs to dance to?
Okay. So in America, I think that you can like tip the DJ to like, you like put this song on. I love dancing to like 50 Cent or I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But at my club, it's just like a playlist.
Oh.
And it is the worst playlist of my life. And it's the same songs. It's literally the same fucking songs. Occasionally, like, they'll change the playlist and, like, put on a different one if they're, like, feeling a bit funky.
Yeah.
But generally, like, on one of my first shoots, they were playing, like, a remixed Ed Sheeran. I wanted to kill myself. Oh, my God. I was like, this is so trash.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
No.
Ed Sheeran.
No.
It's not the right place.
Yeah, so all the songs are pretty trash. I like, they've recently put on Rain Girl by Yeji.
Yeah, I like that.
And that's, and I'm like, yeah, make it Rain Girl, make it. Is that,
I'm going to see her this weekend.
I know. I know. I'm jealous. I was going to go to a sideshow, but everyone I would go with is already going to Meredith. So I'm like, okay.
Okay, cool.
Cool. I'll just cry. Yeah, so don't really have a favorite song, I guess.
Yeah, but you probably prefer dancing to the more like upbeat.
Oh, yeah. Because if it's like a slow song, I'm like, well, not that I really do.
Or even just like songs that are really soppy or like.
Oh, yeah, we don't really have that stuff though. Okay. It's all like, imagine a playlist that you've made that's like throwback bangers.
Yeah.
Like Destiny's Child. It's like that essentially. But if you're hearing it on repeat like 3 times at night.
Yeah.
It's not fun anymore.
No.
They're not bangers anymore. Oh. They're the opposite.
Yeah, we have a playlist at work too. Obviously, I don't dance. I mean, I wish that a guy would ask me to dance because, you know, but, you know.
No, okay, one thing. I've noticed this thing with, how do you say this? Girl on blast.
Take a moment.
Take a moment. You can always sort of tell the new girls because, like, bless them. They get up on stage and they're like club dancing.
Yeah.
They're like, woo!
And let's get it started.
Woohoo! And like, just like, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, all right. Yeah. Like watching just them from like the floor.
What is it? What's that dance move called? Like,
the fist and then the you move your leg. Pump.
And the, like, they're moving the leg as well.
Yeah. No, they're not doing that as well.
Oh, okay.
They're just like,
dabbing.
They're not that bad, but it's, I don't know, I really like it. It's just like very pure to me.
Yeah,
it just seems very,
I like that. Yeah,
it's like so cute.
Yeah, we've had some pretty awful music.
Yeah.
What's that song that goes oh yeah, truly madly deeply.
Oh, Savage Garden. Yeah. I love that song. I actually love that song.
I like it too, but it's played at work. I'll be your
wish, I'll be your I hate that because it's like two on the nose. Do you know what I mean?
I know. And it's like, I am in a booking right now, like with this client. Like, I don't love him.
It's like, I don't want to pretend to be like, in love with this man.
It's too like, I don't know, like we're dancing and it's our wedding song.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a wedding song. It's a wedding song.
Yeah. And like we've even had like Chasing Cars.
That's a suicide song.
Snow Patrol?
Yeah.
Is it?
No, I mean it's like it's I've never seen Grey's Anatomy, but there was like that meme going around that like every death scene in like Grey's Anatomy would be like the soundtrack Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol.
I feel like I've always seen that song being played at weddings.
Well, you tell me.
Suicide or wedding, your choice.
Not maybe not suicide, but like death. Like sad death.
Sad death.
I think.
Okay, cool. Well, anyway, I hate it when those kinds of songs are played.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's not like I want really techno songs being played. It's like hard. I don't know what.
Do you?
No, because it's like...
No. It's too much.
It's too much. Like sensory
like,
overload.
Like Skrillex.
No. I don't know. I don't know. Just chill
just
pop
songs.
Just
give me like R&B. Like,
yeah, R&B. Yeah. That's
that would be nice.
That's what I'll allow.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. All right, I liked the sex tips question someone else asked the other day. Maybe tricks you learned since being a pro. Okay, sex tips.
Right. So we posted like a little story.
Yeah.
About what was it? What was the post? It was like that you did.
What? Oh, I just remembered. Sorry, guys. Yeah, someone sent us a question asking us to ask our followers the sex tips that they have after doing full service.
Yeah, and there were quite a few good ones.
I want to read out one that I really liked. Let me just get it up, babies.
I'll just talk while she's trying to find it. Yeah, sex tip. Have you heard it? I don't know what I'm I don't know how to feel this.
Oh, yeah. So this is the one where it's like tips for giving head to a person with a penis. Is that you basically like put your mouth over the penis and then you pretend you're like swallowing something while you're sucking it. And I've done that before. And even though I have like, yeah, it works pretty well. Like guys love it. But if you have a really bad gag reflex, it kind of triggers it a little bit. Like
But if you use that like the gag reflex spray.
The local anesthetic.
As per the last episode, which guys, by the way, Kate left the box.
Don't tell them. I don't want them to think I'm irresponsible.
Kate left the box of goodies in the studio and we only realised as we were like down the street and we're like, oh, it's too far.
Like, we were like, eh.
We're like, how's your booty going though? Is it bigger?
Oh.
Even though you used it once?
Yeah, I think it's just swollen up.
It's just massive now.
It's a peach now. yeah, I really like that tip though for the sucking. Because I don't know. It's like, what else do you do other than go up and down? Yeah. It's like you can do a little bit of tongue action, swell around the tip.
Yeah.
You can do the swallowing thing if you're up to it. Deep throat. And like if you do want to take a dick a bit deeper than you usually go, like if you, what is it, hold onto your thumb or just.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. Or sometimes I just find like.
Something to hold on
to. Just something to hold on to just to like distract yourself from the gag reflex. Yeah. Like, if you have one, some people are lucky and don't.
I have one.
And what was the other tip that we got? Oh, yes, flavoured lube. Yeah.
For what?
Just to make yourself taste good.
Oh, to make yourself taste good.
I mean, a lot of guys like the way you taste naturally.
Yeah.
So, you know, your choice, but I think if you want to go for that natural look, taste. Sorry.
And I feel like I wouldn't, like, guys are going to go down on you. They're not going to expect you to taste, like, literal raspberries.
No.
Like, no. Like, we all know what's going on.
We all know.
We all know what's happening.
We know. Other sex tips, guys.
Yeah, what have you got that aren't from followers? That you aren't outsourcing your, like, tips from?
Well, I've recently just learnt how to, like, properly do cowgirl.
What do you mean?
Like on top.
Yeah.
It's just that you go up and down. I mean, like not proper. Sorry. What I mean is I've recently become strong enough to go up and down for a long period
of time. Oh, like actually
up and down, like actually bouncing myself up and down.
Right.
I treat it as a little workout.
Yeah. Got to get it in somehow.
But that's but not some a guys tip. Do that's like the grind, like, grind back and forth or up and down, whatever you want. And then like when you get tired, I just like lean in onto them and then I like make them roll over. I don't even ask if they want to go on top. I'm like, okay, this is what's happening now.
I'm done.
And then there's always like tensing your vagina, make it pulsate around the dick while it's inside. That always feels good for them because it's like you're having an orgasm, but you're not. And that's also how you can pretend fake having an orgasm. Like, I wouldn't recommend doing that in your personal life. Like, just fucking let a guy know that he's a, you know, not doing it. But if you, you know, have a client who's, you know, been fucking you for ages and is waiting for you to come, there you go. That's how you do it. Like, you can pretend the leg shake, pussy, you know, pussy pulsating. Sorry, guys. You're never going to know if we're having an orgasm or not, but, you know. I remember I was talking because I really don't like kissing with tongues anymore.
With customers or just in general?
In general. I hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
I know.
Why?
I think I'm sick of the feel of, I don't like the texture of tongues.
That's okay.
Against my tongue. I used to like it. It's
really bizarre. But I don't
like it anymore. And I was talking with my friend who I work with, and she's like, yeah, when I get sick of guys like sticking their tongues down my throat, I just close my mouth and make them, and they lick my teeth instead. Ew. And I'm like, that's gross. Don't... Like, I couldn't, like, I don't want my teeth licked either.
I don't want my teeth licked. That's so gross. It's so slimy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, ew.
But I hate their tongue. Like, I hate our tongues touching so much that when they do stick their tongue down my throat, I'll, like, put my tongue so far back that they can't, like, reach it with their tongue. Yeah. they're like, where's your tongue? Where and I'm like, I don't want to show you.
Yeah, you're not going to get it.
You're not going to get my tongue today.
This is, like, personal life, but I once hooked up with this guy, and he was, in hindsight, not a very good kisser, like, at all. And he, like, his technique was... It was, like, little pecks, like, mwah, mwah, sort of thing. But then, like, just imagine that, but, like, making out, sort of, if you can sort of, like, blend the two.
Yeah.
But his tongue would be, like a lizard, like a, just quickly, like, poking it out. And I'm like, oh, that's really weird. It's so weird. I was like, what are you doing?
You need to find a balance. You don't want your tongue to be, like, all tensed and, like, hard when you're, like, putting it on someone's mouth or inside their mouth. And you don't want it too soft, I feel like, for the, like when it's like really big and soft. And like, so you need to find that balance just in between.
And also don't do a lizard.
And not lizard. No. And just like, just slow, ease in, ease out.
Ease out.
Yes.
Anyway, that was really bizarre. It was like that peck the with lizard. Tongue.
Yeah, I've had that before. It's
so gross.
I'm like,
I started laughing.
I mean, I would too.
Yeah. I was like, wait, are you joking?
If I hadn't, you know. Are you joking? Is this a joke?
Is this a joke? Are you lying right now?
Are you lying?
ew. All right, what's another question? Are you still on sex tips?
Yeah, I just wanted to share another story of bad kissing. This is also personal life. When a guy, in the middle of the night and we were sleeping over, and he, like, rolls over and kisses me, and he, like, puts his, like, whole sort of tongue in my mouth. Ugh. And I just go,
ew!
I'm, like, rejecting that because I hate tongues that much, guys. Really? I hate them that much.
That's so weird.
Especially when I'm not prepared, like
especially middle of the night, it's dark, you don't know what
it's
going
it's a
on.
Guy in my personal life, it's not a client that I know loves tongue, and I'm not like ready for it, and he just and I was like ugh, and he's like oh and I was like he's like oh and then he felt really bad, like he was so embarrassed.
Aww,
he's like
little guy, poor little tonguey slimy guy.
And I was like, your fault, I hate tongues.
It's just coming at you in the middle. I hate kissing in the dark because you can't see anything.
Anyway. Anyway, we'll go next. Sorry, guys, if that my sex tapes was kind of
shit. It was good.
I don't know. I do have a lot of sex, but I don't. I just do it the same way, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. How to maintain a sexy sex life. A healthy sex life. In your private life when you're a full service sex worker. Well, always use condoms if you don't know. Sometimes it can be harder, like in your personal life, when you want to go down on a guy, like using a condom to do that. That's always a good thing to do though.
I actually don't think I've ever given head while the guy's wearing a condom.
Yeah, right. Because you just, in my personal life, I don't.
Yeah.
And like, you think about it and you're like, well, what's like the difference between a guy that comes into a brothel and a guy that I don't know?
Literally no difference at all.
No difference. And so, I don't know, you can do like a kind of, without saying that it's a health check, have a quick look at their dick and see if it looks off, you know.
True.
And look at their mouth, see if they've got any cold sores. Like, just do a little bit of a check. And Yeah.
I think, okay, what about, like, emotionally healthy-wise? You're not really the poster child for that.
No, though. I'm not really the poster child for that.
I mean, neither of us are, but...
You know, I tend to be... I'm very unhinged in my personal life now. I'm very honest, and I put everything out on the table for the guy. You know, if I don't like them or if I do like them. But, like, recently haven't been having much luck in my personal life.
Oh, dear.
But I think that's because I'm not really into guys. I'm more into girls at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to explore that more. Guys are like, men are like, yeah, I want to grab you for a bit of a short catch and, like, let's fuck, and then, like, tell me you're in love with me, and then I'm done. It's done. That's done.
Yeah.
Whereas girls, it's more like an actual, I like you and I respect you and that kind of thing. So. Yeah.
Even that itself doesn't really sound that healthy. Like, the view of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. It isn't healthy. And I need to work on it.
No, it's fine.
It's good to be self-aware that
at least you're aware of it and you know what you're doing.
Yeah. I think just taking stock, like, of how you're feeling and, what you want and what you don't want in your personal life is good. Being self-aware. It's a good first step.
Every aspect of your life, taking stock.
Yeah.
And just reflecting, I think, is always super, super, super duper important.
Yeah, super important. Okay, struggling with confidence issues and how to overcome them.
Fake it till you make it, essentially.
Same. Yeah, fake it till you make
it. Fake it till you make it. Mm. I guess, like, in high school, I would have... I don't know if... Yeah, okay. I guess in high school, like, I'm talking about, like, general confidence issues.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about, like, work confidence, I guess.
Yeah. I've always had, like, I've always been shy.
Yeah.
My whole life. And I think recently, probably, yeah, after high school, I would just put myself in the deep end for a lot of, like, social situations. Anxiety situations and just...
Chuck yourself in.
Yeah, chuck myself in. Not, yeah. I mean, you can't always do that, but worked for me.
Where you're, like, where you feel
at a set. And definitely sex work helped my confidence a lot, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think, like, you sort of, essentially fake it till you make it, like.
Yeah, if you, you know, just.
Be like, yeah, you're a hot bitch.
If you're in a situation where you know that you've really got no time to be worried over something and you just have to be confident and get over this thing.
Yeah.
Then it's going to help you a lot.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
That applies to work as well.
That applies to everything.
Yep.
Literally everything.
And work is cool because it's like you can put on this different personality that is confident and you might, this is like that fake it till you make it.
Yeah. And then you ultimately become that person. Yeah. And also it's like you can try out different things because like this, how we work is like we deal with different customers. Like I guess if I'm, say something to some guy and I'm like, oh, kill myself. Like, that was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
I just go up to another guy and I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, no. Like, I just laugh. Not, I laugh off everything now.
Like, yeah, same. I'm just like,
that was so awkward. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, like, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? All right, next question.
Next question.
Do you need an ABN to strip in Sydney at most clubs?
We are both dumb and don't really know.
Well, we work in Melbourne, so we don't know if it's Sydney because I think there's different laws, but we're dumb and we don't know.
Next. In Melbourne, you don't.
No, I don't think so.
I can't imagine you wouldn't. We were going to go up to Sydney and work.
We were going to.
And we weren't going to get an ABN.
No, we weren't going to get an ABN. No, I don't think so.
I would be very surprised if you do.
Yeah. Honestly, probably the best way to find out is just go to a club and ask. Like, just apply to work or whatever.
Or just email them.
Email them.
Call them, whatever. They're pretty good with responding.
This is sexual health with full service. Do you do oral with condoms? Do you like... Yeah, I do oral with condoms. Always with a condom. I do let clients go down on me. But as long as, like, they haven't got any cuts or sores around their mouth, so they can do that without a dental dam, which is like a thing that you put on your mouth or you put on your vagina. It's like a condom.
I think you put it on your vagina.
Yeah.
I think. It's like a condom opened up.
Yeah, pretty much. And I do let clients finger me. Yeah, I just make them have a good old wash before they do that, though. Yep. Cool, next one. Staying fit, tips for lazy girls.
Oh, boy. You're more fit than I am.
Well, yeah. I mean.
No, you are.
I do try to exercise regularly. I have a personal trainer. That's really helped me with motivation.
And if you've got someone to like answer to.
Yeah. So I do like the gym. I try to go 3 times a week and I try and do swimming and Pilates. I don't know, like, to be honest, it's like whatever's going to be your motivation for me. It's like, I'm spending all this damn money on this gym. I better make the most of it.
I just like doing yoga. I feel like yoga, it helps my mindset.
And yoga's so
also
good.
Like, it's like just getting, it's sort of like getting a massage.
Yeah.
Like just like stretching it out is. Your entire body. It's even
better
body.
Than a massage because you're stretching. Yeah.
And that really helps doing, especially working like long nights in high heels.
Yeah.
You want to sort of rest your body.
Yeah, yoga's a good one to do.
Let it recoup.
I'll go next. Sorry, next. That wasn't adequate. What is your diet like? Do you take drugs? That's something that my personal trainer's always like, this could be improved. I'm not so great at this. But
my diet's really bad.
Yeah. I try and eat healthy around when I'm working just so I can maintain energy levels. And
yeah, I also feel like though working really weird hours, it's like probably not amazing for your metabolism. And also a lot of girls they finish work, they just want to have something junky and gross to
for
eat.
Sure, yeah,
they'll just eat whatever's open, most time it's fast food. It's super hard. You don't want to go home and after a long night and eat a salad. That's not
ideal. Yeah, that's not what you're feeling.
That's not what you want. So it's really hard. But yeah, I don't know. I try, when I'm at work, I don't drink.
Yeah.
I used to, have a Red Bull or something cause I would just be so fucking tired. But now I'm just I'm not doing that. I'm just having water with a bit of lemon in it.
Yeah, I find water helps me staying awake as well. I used to do Red Bull as well, but I just found it made me too anxious.
Yeah, totally. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I do smoke weed pretty regularly, so yes to that. It's not probably not very good for me, but
yeah. And we smoke I don't smoke weed because I don't like it.
Yeah,
it makes me. I don't know. I'm just waiting for it to wear off the whole time.
Yeah.
If
you don't like it, you
I
don't
smoked
like
weed
it.
With my brother once, about a few weeks ago. And we were both all right, what do we do now? We just ended up watching vibe compilations. And he's like, all right, I'm going to go to my room. And I'm like, okay, bye.
It's not a very social drug. It's not at all. It's so I usually do it before I'm going to sleep, or if I'm doing nothing all day, I'll smoke weed in the sun and just fall asleep in the sun, which is great. But I'm trying to reduce that.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying to cut out meat. I'm just eating fish and chicken at the moment. I was veggie for 5 years, but then I went to Europe and I caved. And my first meat that I had eaten in Europe after 5 years, my first bit of meat was a snail.
Oh, wow.
Right in the deep end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to cut out. I don't really like red meat anyway. So
yeah,
neither.
I mean, if I have a craving for red meat, I'll eat it.
I do though. I might get a craving for a shepherd's pie. That's it.
Yeah, I sometimes get cravings for steak and spinach.
It's so just weird.
That. I think it's because I have low iron levels. My body's
Oh wow! Yeah. Steak. That's so funny.
Yeah. Other drugs. I mean, I have done. I'll just say other drugs at work. At night it helps you to stay awake.
Yeah.
But you don't really want to rely on that.
Yeah, I also feel like you would just be sitting in the... If you're not...
Yeah, you're just a bit jittery. Yeah. And it's and then it's not very good for you. And it's
It's a whole thing.
It's like I'm not out. Like when I'm out, I like to do drugs.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're just like waiting for a booking or in a booking, you're working. And then it finishes.
It's, it's not a good habit to get into for taking drugs.
I feel like it's not
during or after or before.
Yeah, I feel like it's a very different environment to like a club.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay, next question. If you guys have new insights on the sometimes transactional nature of non-sex work relationships. I said, I mean, I do like this question, but it is a difficult one.
Yeah. This is a whole nother can of worms.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come back to this.
Yeah. And we'll come back to
we'll
it.
We'll come back to
might
that.
Come back to it. Might have a few thoughts about it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And talk about it later. Any tips on getting back on the horse? I've been on a 1-year break from full service and terrified of going back. So I haven't really been on a break, but I did do, like, I went traveling for 3 months at the end of last year. So that was, it was a break. And then when I came back to sex work, I found that, like, I had to ease myself back into it as opposed to, like, doing my regular 3 to 4 shifts a week.
Yeah.
Because I would just burn out so much more quickly.
Totally, yeah.
And, yeah, I'd still get, like, the same nerves that I would get when I just started. Like, I was like, ah, what do I do? And I would forget all the little things. And then, like it comes back to you pretty quickly. So,
ease into it.
Tips would be, ease into it. Just do one shift and see how you feel and go slowly. And, yeah.
Cool.
All right. And that's it.
That's it. All right. So I guess we've got to come back to the other question. Do we want to come back to that? Do you want to try to unpack that?
We'll try and unpack the other question. Okay, transactional nature of non-sex work relationships.
So just transactional nature of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, I guess it just plays into the whole sort of, I guess, patriarchy, I guess.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And
you feel like, I mean, let's talk about maybe if you're on a date with someone and they buy you drinks or they buy you dinner.
Yes.
Do you feel like you need to give something back to them at the end of the night, something like sex?
On like base level, no.
Yeah, same.
No, actually. The thing is, though, like, us making that statement being like, no, I don't owe them anything is not that, I can't think of the word. It's like, the norm is yes, essentially. Yeah.
But what
well, not norm, but it's like, that's where, that's the base level, and us saying, no, actually, no, I don't owe them anything is us overcoming that.
Yeah.
So the expectation is, you sort of owe them something.
Yeah.
And
but
us being
is
asserting, no.
When you say, no, I don't owe them sex, it doesn't mean, like, they could be a real asshole on the date, but because they've bought my dinner and they've bought my drinks, I'll maybe feel like I owe them an explanation as to why I won't see them again.
Yeah.
Or like, I'll feel like I need to be really nice, I owe them kindness.
But that's just general human interaction.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
Like, that's
so
not,
so then we
that's
would
just
say,
general relationships with other human beings.
Yeah.
But sex-wise, that's a whole...
That's
a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's just being a courteous human being, I feel.
Although, I have definitely had sex where I wasn't in the mood for it.
100%.
And they were in the mood. Actually, specifically said, I don't want to have sex tonight. I've been at work all day. I'm very honest. As I said, like, I'll put everything on the table. I say I'm a sex worker. I was like, I've been at work all day. I'm not into it. Like, let's not do this. But he did come back to my place. And I told him before, I was like, we're not having sex. You can just, we're just going to hang out. And he kept on like kissing me and touching me in a way that made it like, oh, we're about to have sex, like the foreplay kind of stuff. And I was like, well, this is okay, but we're not going to have sex. But then I was like, but maybe this isn't even okay because I feel like we're going, to have sex. And it's like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And then eventually we just had sex and it was because it was easier for me to just have sex with him than to just say again, I don't really
it's
feel
so
like doing
bad,
this.
But I've been in that position as well where, like, I've told this guy to come over and then he gets there and I'm like, actually, I don't want to have sex at all.
And then you feel like you owe them.
I just want to be alone. Like, I don't want you in my space.
Yeah.
But, we ended up having sex because it was sort of, it's fucked up, but it was just easier to to do it than to say,
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
And if I, like, if I really, really, really didn't want to, I wouldn't have. Yeah. But I was just like, eh. Yeah.
Like, it's no, it's sort of funny because I guess doing this job has made sex kind of easy for me to do and disconnect quite easily.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take much energy for me to have sex with another human being.
Yeah.
Because I have it all the time at work. So, you know, because he was like, oh, you know, just, he didn't say it. He was just kept on kissing me and kissing me and, like, touching me. And so I just had sex with him. And I was like, oh, like, I didn't want to do that. And I'm not, like, exhausted or just, I'm just annoyed that, like, I did that and I chose to not spend my energy on telling him, no, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And I just decided
And it's
to.
Like, yeah. I don't know. And it's like, normally I have no trouble telling guys, like, you know, coming off as, like, me coming off as what they might say is, like, difficult or I'm being, like, too dramatic or emotional. Yeah. Like, normally I don't give a fuck about that. Yeah. But I don't know.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you just.
You're just so too tired to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, I'm sure that this is, maybe some men have felt like this as well. I'm sure it's not only...
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%.
A woman's experience, but, like, a lot of women, I think, feel like that.
Yeah.
I would say that that's kind of transactional. And I think when you get into, like, transactional nature, you could probably be like, well, everything about human interactions could be transactional.
Yeah, but that's like those people who say that everything is a social construct.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, it is, but, like,
it is, you know what I mean? But, like, let's explore further and let's be a bit more nuanced than that, yeah, exactly. But, yeah.
Yeah. I guess, we haven't really had that much time to...
No, but it's an interesting one. It is a very interesting question. If you guys have any opinions or thoughts, like, send them through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll probably wrap it up here, guys.
But thanks for listening. Sorry for the low quality audio.
Sorry.
Sorry about it. But, yeah, thank you so much. And tell your friends. Comment, like, subscribe.
And tell us what you think. Give us a good rating.
Mwah, love you.
Mwah, love you all. Thanks for listening.